We're here at the Women of the Fringe event. It's going swimmingly well. Many fabulously talented and amazing women here bringing their shows and networking and talking to each other and finding out about things that they didn't know about before. I've just eaten some lemon drizzle cake, which was awesome. Courtesy of 3 years, 1 week, and a lemon drizzle, which is on at the Underbelly. And now we are also joined by 30 Days of Blood here, which is at C Venue, IKEA, which is Venue 21, I believe. Either way, I'm going to have them introduce themselves, and we're going to talk a bit more about your show. So, first of all, from 3 years.
Hello, so I'm Kate. I'm one half of 3 years, 1 week, and a lemon drizzle. Alex is my sister. Our show is an autobiographical show. Alex was ill a few years ago, and it's just about our relationship during that time. But we try and keep it funny and light, and we've had some really nice responses so far. And we have free lemon drizzle beforehand and after the show. So if you like lemon drizzle, come. If you don't, just don't take the cake, so that's fine. That's
good. Yeah, if you don't like it, just come anyway and exactly. Don't eat the cake, because other people will eat the cake, I'm sure. Who doesn't like free cake?
Right.
Okay, and who else do we have?
We've got 30 Days of Blood. I'm Kathleen. I am the star of the show, but it's written by my good friend and lovely director, Eva Ditzel-Muller. It's a comedy cabaret about the joys of menstruation. And,
So, two very different shows here. Which is awesome, and that is one of the great things about Edinburgh Fringe. So, first of all, let's go to you, seeing as I was just talking to you. Tell us a little bit about the show. What can we expect if we come to see it?
Well, it starts off very funny. We love to sort of take the mick out of menstruation and sort of poke fun at what society says and thinks about it. And then as the show goes on, it gets a little bit darker, a little bit more raw and edgy, but it is a laugh, and we do want everyone to just enjoy themselves and to go out with a completely new idea of what it is to be a woman.
And you said in your show there are two of you.
Yes.
And tell us a little bit about that.
So actually, a lot of people have said it's really interesting watching the dynamic of two real-life sisters on stage. And we find it really weird because it's just me and my sister, and that's great. But there's a lot of other sibling shows. I say a lot. I think there's two. Two other sibling shows in the Fringe that we kind of really want to see and watch that dynamic on stage, because I think there's a lot of family shows, and it switches it up completely when you see people that are actually related, or there's husband and wives, I think there's twins, and it brings a completely different thing of where you're acting as siblings.
Well, I can totally relate to that, because my wife and I are currently producing Falkland at Greenside. And so, yes, we're not going to go into that right now, but you should come see it. It's really good. Just one best show in Pittsburgh. So you guys are bringing some difficult issues, some would say, to the Fringe, and a lot of people kind of come to the Fringe and they say, oh, I want to be entertained. So how would you say, something that's, illness or menstruation and the female body and all of those things, how do you make those things fun, or is fun important?
We definitely try and keep it fun. Obviously, it is a darker issue, but the thing we do have is that we can take the mick out of each other on stage and keep it right in the moment, because we are sisters, and we do that throughout the whole show. We bring up memories from our childhood and the stupid stuff that happens that I think a lot of people relate to, so we definitely try and pull that from people. And we talk directly to the audience. We make no secret that they're there, and we try and bring them in, because I think that's important. You have to talk about these issues, and the feedback that we've got afterwards is it's so funny, but then you're so sad, and then it's funny again, and the people don't know how to react, but that's good, I think.
Yeah, no, for sure. We do need to talk about some of these more difficult issues, and I would assume, having not seen your show, that some people would not necessarily know the vehicle that you're using in your show. So tell us about that.
Absolutely. Just like Kate said, it's very much using that humor to get through to people. Even if our larger goal maybe is, to break the taboos about talking about blood and menstruation and everything. Humor is the way to get to people. That's what everyone connects over, and that's absolutely, we've got two giant tampons running in tampon costumes, running around the Royal Mile, and like the way people react to those is so different than if we're just like, please come see our show about periods. It's, you know, make things larger than life, make things hilarious. We give out little marshmallows, sort of similar to the lemon drizzle, because they look like tampons. And yeah, use that humor and use that, like, where you find the connection with everyone, not just the people who bleed every month. The guys, like, seeing a guy who says, oh, I'm not sure I want to see something about periods, and then just, you know, find out, if you can find out why they don't want to, and sort of maybe make a little bit of fun, you know, nice fun, gentle fun at that reason, we find you're much more likely to get them on board with you and to really go into the show with an open mind and ready to laugh at whatever comes their way.
And so tell us just really quickly, where are your shows going next?
So we would really love to bring it back to London. Me and Alex are from London, and we've done some a couple of venues. I think we'd like a longer run in London.
Producers, listen up.
I know. What? Soho? Are you listening? but we are, right? but also there's been a lot of talk about spreading the messages of the show as well, and I think we'd love to go back into our old school. We're already in conversation with them to kind of go and introduce it to a younger audience, because we find that we get some older audiences, but we'd really like to target kind of 16 to 24. So if you're listening as well, come see our show.
Well, and mental health is a huge thing here at the Fringe this year, and we celebrate Fringe Central and of course the society for, you know, bringing that into focus and running so many events and also bringing so many shows with those focus into the Fringe this year. And so how about you? Where are we going with the cabaret?
Very much we'd like to go to London. Yeah, she mentioned Soho Theatre would be great. But there's a lot of venues we sort of have gentle working relationships with and would like to keep our eye on. We're also an international cast. So we all trained in London. We all live in London, but I'm from the States. We've got a Bulgarian, a Lithuanian, a Portuguese, and an Austrian. And so that gives us sort of a wider European audience as well.
Awesome. So 20-second elevator pitch.
Cabaret, comedy, it is bloody hilarious. It's a new kind of period drama that will knock your knock the tampon right out of you.
Nice. And where is it and when is it?
See Aquila, 10:40 every day until the 27th of August.
Awesome. And if you want cake and you're a fan of lemon drizzle like me, where and when can we do that?
You can come to Underbelly Bristow Square in Jersey at 2:25 every day, but not the 13th.
Awesome. Well, thanks for being at Women of the Fringe. We really appreciate it. Good luck in your shows. Break legs and all that. Make cakes. And everybody else, go eat cake. That's what I say. Reporting to you from Fringe Central for Fringe Review. Keep on checking these podcasts. They're awesome.